Good to see those of you who have returned this evening, that we might continue and conclude our worship service on this Lord's Day. We invite you at this time to turn in your Bibles to the scripture lesson that was read. We want to focus our attention primarily on verses 19 and 20. Verses 19 and 20. This is a part of the Great Commission. Go ye therefore, this is Jesus speaking, who is speaking with all authority. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Having read this foundational and pertinent passage of Scripture, I'd like to talk to you for just a few minutes, but before I begin this lesson, I want you to open your bulletin. Open your bulletin under announcements where it says Ministry Fair. Ministry Fair. Connect, grow, and serve. We have mentioned the Ministry Fair to you. We will have our Ministry Fair on Saturday, December the 1st, from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And of course, following the fair, we will have our annual fish fry. We are told, bring your favorite fixings. But I'm not concerned at this point and at this time about the fish fry and the favorite fixings. I'm concerned primarily about the ministry fair. And you might be wondering, what is a ministry fair? What is a ministry fair all about? It is an event that's going to be held in the fellowship area, and we will have displays indicating what ministries are available for you to become involved in. You want to be a part of the building and grounds ministry, you can do that. If you want to be a part of the soul conservation or Brothers Keepers ministry, you can be a part of that. If you want to be a part of the personal evangelism ministry, you can be a part of that. If you want to be a part of the educational ministry, which involves a number of things, you can be a part of that. If you want to be a part of the audiovisual and promotional ministry, you can be a part of that. And I'm not going to name all of the ministries that are being made available, but I want to give you just the general idea of what the ministry fair will be about. As we have the displays basically around the wall on tables. You can look at any particular area featuring any particular ministry and learn what that ministry is all about, and learn what is involved in that ministry, and learn what you must learn in order to be effective in your involvement in that particular ministry. Now, we are looking for some special people in order to be involved in and to ensure the success of our various ministries at the Hart Street Congregation. Now, I want to say this. We are looking for, and I'm going to explain, so don't jump to conclusions. We are looking for a few fat people or a few fat folk in order to, I expect that look from my daughter, in order to be involved in this ministry. She's wondering now, is Dad talking about folks being fat? I want to be fat. And there are a number of you who are. Now, I'm not talking about physical fatness. I'm looking at Mamie Farmer. She's a fat lady. She knows it. You say, now, Brother Jones, what are you talking about? You need a few fat folks or a few fat people. It's very simple. It's very simple. I need some folk. We need some folk. The church needs some folks who are fat in the sense that they are faithful, they are available, they are teachable. Those are simple, fundamental qualities that people who will be involved in various ministries need to possess. So if you are faithful, if you are available, if you are teachable, you can be involved meaningfully in our various ministries or in a particular ministry or ministries of your choice. Faithful. We can't overemphasize the importance of being faithful. Faithful is defined as having or showing true and constant support or loyalty, keeping your promises or doing what you're supposed to do. Faithful. Also, faithful is further defined as steadfast in affection or allegiance, loyal. Additionally, faithful is defined as firm in adherence to promises or in observance of duty, conscientious. Y'all remember the man who received the 5 talents, don't you? And the master went off and he later came back. He found that the man or servant who had received the 5 talents, he was faithful. And so this is what the master said. His Lord said to him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Now, Paul, in writing to his son Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, said, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others need to be faithful. That is a fundamental prerequisite to involvement in whatever ministry you want to be a part of. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 2 emphasizes, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. We need faithful folk. You know, now, faithful people attend worship service when the church assembles. These are just some things that faithful folk do. Faithful people are in attendance to Bible classes. These are some things that faithful folk do. Faithful people give liberally of their financial means for the support of the work of the Lord. These are some things that faithful folk do. Faithful individuals live lives of spiritual fidelity, conduct themselves on a high moral plane. And to put it simply, faithful folk strive to do right, to act right, to think right, to talk right, Brother J. Well, to walk right. Those are some things that faithful folk endeavor to do. That's not asking a lot, is it? But if you want to be meaningfully involved in ministry, you need to be faithful. Not only is that the case, but you also need to be available. Titans, Clifford, I think the Titans were faithful today, and they were available. They showed up, and Brother Pendergrass will say they showed up and showed out as well. So they demonstrated some fidelity. They were available. ministry. We think about military terminology. One is AWOL. The one who is the soldier or the marine or sailor or the airman who is AWOL is absent without leave. That particular military person is not available. We must not be absent without leave if we are involved in ministry. Not only must we be faithful and must we be available, but we also must be teachable, have to be teachable. Nobody can be involved effectively in ministry without being trained, without being taught. The whole Christian religion is predicated upon the principle of education, teaching men in order to work around the table and officiate appropriately and correctly have to be taught. You see a number of folk periodically up there in the AV room, in the security room. We have cameras up there, we have computers up there, and in order to be able to work in that ministry, you have to be taught. You just don't go up there and start turning dials and punching keys and pushing buttons. No, you have to be taught. In order to go back and teach the first or second grade or the toddlers or the teens effectively, you have to be taught. It is necessary, it is required that teaching take place. Even in order to foundationally and fundamentally become a Christian, it is necessary that you be taught. That's why Jesus said, go and make disciples. That involves teaching of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Isaiah, years ago, hundreds of years ago, asked a pertinent question. Isaiah 28, 9 and 10. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Paul instructs Timothy, 1 Timothy 4 and verse 11. These things command and teach. Teaching, training is indispensable to have a successful
repentance and prayer, it can be done. Will you come as we have a stand?
Hark, the gentle voice of Jesus falling tenderly upon your ear.